You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and we're live from the Lobero Theater in Santa Barbara, California. Let's say hello to Brian Mathis and Kayla Grogg.
Hello.
Hi.
Kayla, you run a skincare business. Awesome. Can you give us one essential skincare tip?
Yes.
Great.
Wash your face morning and night.
That sounds like a lot of commitment to my face.
It is. But it's worth it.
All right, good. Kayla, what mode of travel, like real or imagined, would you love to partake in?
You know, since space travel has become commercially available,
yeah.
I am so onto that.
All right, just launch into space.
Launch it.
That sounds fun. Yeah. Brian?
I'm with Kayla. I would take Millennium Falcon travel lines. From Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think Chewbacca makes a great co-pilot. So.
Neither of you should ever watch Gravity.
So this game is called Come Sail Away, and it's a music game. So let me turn it over to Captain Jonathan Goulton.
In honor of our proximity to the sea, we have rewritten the lyrics to the song Sloop John B. The verses will contain clues about real or fictional vessels that have sailed the seas... or the stars.
Mm.
I know you guys are excited about that.
Absolutely.
All you have to do is ring in and tell me the name of the vessel that I'm singing about. You ready?
Ready. Yes.
Here we go.
Set out to sail the sea from England to NYC. Around the Labrador we did roam. Carousing was nice till we hit some ice. Now the ship's all broke up. I wish I'd stayed home.
Brian.
The Titanic.
The Titanic, yes. That's what they call a gimme, Brian. But well done, well done.
I took it.
So gather the beasts aboard, pairs that make up a horde. Have it on good authority, it will rain. A whole lot of rain. Did I build this in vain? Yeah, yeah. Wait, how big's a cubit? This flood is a pain.
Kayla.
The Ark.
The Ark, yes. Noah's Ark, that's correct.
Unless she meant Ark of the Covenant.
No, I did not.
So here is your captain and crew. They are expecting you. Get to the Lido deck, time to start a romance. Don't miss your chance. Go ask that hot chick to dance. And if that don't work out, throw Julie a glance.
Brian.
I don't think I heard right, but I'm going to say the Love Boat.
The Love Boat is okay. Correct. You got it. I'm curious. I'm curious to know what you heard that you thought did not jive with the Love Boat.
I don't know. I thought you were referring to Star Trek for some reason, but...
Maybe that's just wishful thinking on your part.
I'm just banking on the Enterprise. We'll be up here soon.
Here we go.
The pilot is grouchy, yes, sir. First mate's covered in fur. The ship's been used for smuggling cargo so far. Now it must fight. Help the Skywalker plight. Yeah, this hunk of junk will defeat the Death Star.
Brian.
The Millennium Falcon?
Yes.
Wow. Relative to this show, that's pretty cool. In any other context, not that cool.
It's true.
Here we go.
The scientist, he had a clue. How bird beaks over time grew. In the Galapagos is where Charles brainstormed. Evolving won't quit. Survival means you are fit. Yeah, yeah. This dog named Boats, where this theory was formed.
Kayla?
The Labrador?
That is a dog, but that is incorrect. Brian, do you know the answer?
Nope.
What we're looking for is the HMS Beagle.
Oh.
Charles Darwin's ship.
That's the one we don't know, huh?
Yeah.
Star Wars, we got that.
Yep, the one based on
Leonardo
evolution.
DiCaprio's movie, we got that. But the one that matters, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
Love Boat, we had solid.
Love Boat, no problem.
Captain Steubing will be remembered forever, but Darwin, I can't recall.
I know, Charles Darwin right now is like rolling in his grave going, what do I have to do?
By his own theory, he should have been more fit.
Will Hines, how did our contestants do?
They both did great, Jonathan, but our winner for that round was Brian. So Brian, we'll see you in the final round.